Menards is the ultimate home improvement destination in the Midwest. Since 1958, we've been supplying you with everything from hardware to automotive needs. We believe in helping you save big money on every project, big or small. From top-of-the-line tools to plumbing supplies, paint, and appliances, we've got you covered. We thank you for making Menards a part of your year. From our family to yours, have a safe and happy new year.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi everyone, welcome to the new year. My name is Sandra.
Hello you guys, this is Favor.
And this is the How Is Work podcast, you yep. guys. This is a new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, exactly, to everyone. So on today's episode, which is the first episode of the year.
Yep.
Let's just say we're just going to talk about our respective goals for the year, going forward, plans, and all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like we've always said, you can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, on Spotify,
and any other listening platform available to you.
Please do well to subscribe
to our Instagram account at Have Is Work Pod. That's where you get all the tea and you get the updates on what we're doing here on the channel.
Okay, so let us jump right into today's episode.
Yeah. Again, Happy New Year. New Year, new me. So nobody will say, Favor did not wish the Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I don't know that I feel like this year. I don't know.
Please.
I don't feel like this is a new year, actually.
Don't read me. This is New Year, new me. So, it's a new year for me. It's a new me this year. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Okay.
So, yes. So, all this. Don't worry. This year, I've changed. Round new. Okay?
You changed from what to what?
Just don't worry. It's not about that. Okay. What matters
you
is
guys, you've
change.
Heard now. Favor says she has changed. So please, just subscribe, okay? So we'll find out together the changes she has made this year. So
exactly.
Okay. So Favor, tell us your 2022 goals now.
No. If I share it, they will copy it. If I share it, you copy my goals.
And what works for you might not work for others. So
you don't know.
Let us hear something.
They're not people on the internet. But New Year resolutions now. So like I said, I've said this before that I was not essentially into all this New Year resolutions, New Year, new. Because the truth is, at the end of the day, I still believe that the, what do they call that thing? Is it the star making an orbit around the moon? Is that, maybe I've talked nonsense now.
Yeah. I don't, in fact, I bet.
Yeah,
I
like
know.
The cycle completing, it automatically, you know, create a change in anything. But at the same time, I just feel like a new year, even though it does not cost any essentially different thing, but it can be, how do they say it? A motivator that, okay, this is a new start, a fresh start, and I want to make fresh changes. I want to make fresh developments. So, yeah. Let me ask you, do you make New Year resolutions?
Do I? Resolutions? I don't know about resolutions. So, but I know that this 2022, I'm going to do better.
Everybody's just hyping the year.
No, I'm not hyping the year. Yeah. I'm just saying personally that I'm going to make changes to my life as a whole, spiritually, career-wise, and personal. I mean, in the friendship zone, relationship zone, and all that. Like I said in the last episode, that I'm going to do better this year with my friendships and all those stuff. But I feel like this year already started off in a bad note for me. Like, this is just how many days into the new year, and I've already made mistakes that I'm already regretting. Like, oh my goodness.
Oh God. So
this year it didn't start well for me, honestly. But I hope that going forward it will get better. I really hope so.
Let me take the seat of, you know, a motivator and advisor.
Okay.
So, right, so when I said new year, new me, I was taking tentative steps, being careful so I don't make mistakes. So I think on the 2nd of January, I made just what it was. Of course, I'm a drama queen and I'm going to drop that in 2022. So it was just a tiny mistake. And I was telling a friend, I've made 6 mistakes this new year. So the person said something that you are what you focus on. The more you focus on that mistake you get, the more you keep, you know, you keep doing it. It's called mistake for a reason. You can take the take again. Do you get it? So, like, the truth is that this is life. You're not supposed to automatically know how to do it because you've been here for so number of years. I mean, it's a new day every day. You've never experienced this day before. You might have experienced Tuesday before, but you've not experienced Tuesday, maybe 19th of January or 22nd of January. So definitely you're going to make mistakes. It's life. But what matters is what you do next after the mistake. What do you do next? Do you brood on it? Just always remember that it's maybe a bad hour, not a bad life, or it's a bad day, not a bad year.
Yeah.
Do you get? Yeah. So you might have made a few mistakes starting off the year, but like that does not essentially define how your year is going to be. It just depends on you and what you focus on. Okay?
Okay, good. Then, Fivo, thank you for the...
You're welcome. Like I said, new year, new me. Okay, new year, new me. Just, I feel like I'm... Because my birthday is coming soon, you know. I think I'm... The older I'm getting, the wiser.
You guys, she's still talking about this birthday. We
are yes.
New year.
Yes, still, yes. It's my birthday in a few days' time.
Okay.
So, yeah. But so I was asking, you've never made New Year resolutions in the past?
No. Let's say, okay, during my secondary school days, that time.
I beg.
Like missionary school, not this kind of, they'll be like, you're coming back. You should write down your New Year resolutions and all the stuff we are going to do. But as time went on, I realized that, right, I don't know, it just doesn't work for me. Like, writing anything down, saying I'll do this, it doesn't just work for me. So I just stopped.
Yeah.
I just, like, have it within me that, I'm going to do this, I will stop doing this. And I try as much as I can to work towards it.
So actually,
hope that it works out fine in the end. That's just it.
Actually, I think it's better to write it down, no? Me, I don't know, but like different strokes for different folks. But I just feel like, so of course, I just think it's generally better to write it down so you can always look back and remember. But another thing too is, I don't know, I see, right, when it comes to goals, sometimes it's okay to share with a couple people so they can hold you accountable, like an accountability partner. But I don't feel very comfortable. You'll not be telling me I should come and share my new year. I don't want to share it with you.
Yeah,
do you understand?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Write it down. Let me see. No, I'm not. I want to say I'm not.
What are you seeing for?
Yeah, but like, if I want an accountability partner, I know people to go to. So this is what I intend to do this year. Hold me accountable. When you find me sleeping, just hold me accountable. It's not you. You submit. I should submit my New Year resolution. Why? It's not your business. Anyway, so I was thinking that Sandra here has done year resolutions before. Maybe she will now give us tips how to uphold a new year resolution.
Oh, wow. I'm the last person you are going to, because me say I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still learning how to really uphold your new year goals, resolutions, whatever you choose to call it.
Somebody said the best time to do new year resolution is around April and June. When the new year starts, you know what you actually want to resolve.
But when you don't touch you well, Lou.
Me, I don't know. Although I like to, so I've set some goals in place. I'm so far so good. We're doing well. Do you understand? But like, what me have discovered is that for me on my own end is, number one, when it comes to goal setting, you have to be very specific about it. It's not just saying I want to be rich this year,
and then you put, sleeping by 9 a.m.
Yeah, like, that one is another point. But like, you have to be very specific about your goals. It's not I want to be rich this year. You have to put a figure to it. Maybe I want to have, at the end of the day, I want to have made $5 million this year. Or put a number to it and put a date to it. So maybe by February, I want to have $2 million in my account.
Exactly. It will make it more realistic.
Yeah, more. And another thing is, I find that people, they set, is it impractical? Is that how they speak the English?
And the unrealistic.
Unrealistic goals. And then by the time they're now looking at it, it's now maybe it's looking unachievable. They just get tired and give up on everything. So it's easier to just start small. I don't subscribe to, oh, let's do it big. Start small, one step after the other, baby steps. And usually it's even better for you to like to set smaller goals. So instead of setting like 1 year goals, you can set like maybe if you're still struggling with discipline and you're new to this goal setting, you can make it maybe 1 week. Then from 1 week, you move it to 2 weeks. 2 weeks, you move it to,
a month.
A month and everything. So how far now?
Well, it's good. But one important aspect of my life that I'm going to improve this year is work-life balance. Like career. No. I won't say work-life balance. Career growth. Yes, under career growth, it should be work-life balance. Like, I feel like I don't have a work-life balance.
Same here, sis.
Like, I feel like I don't have it, but we are hoping, we are praying that our goals, that be our dreams, are actualized this year, because it's really not healthy.
Yeah,
when
so
it's
just,
all about work.
Yeah,
work.
So just
you need to
in
have
case
a balance.
You don't know. Work-life balance basically means balancing out your work life, so that way a part of your life does not suffer. For some people, everything is just work. They don't have time for their social, spiritual, and health life. So that's what she's saying, in case you don't know. Yeah.
So that's it, though. That's it, my people. Because so, I know a lot of people, I actually, just the other day, my cousin, I'm sorry I'm saying this, so, but let's just say, just the other day, my cousin was like telling me that, He's emotionally and physically drained. A bit tired. I'm forgetting the exact word he used. That he feel like he doesn't have a work-life balance again. It's all about work. He's been working in his company for 2 years now, right? Yes, that should be 2 years or going to 2 years. And since then, he hasn't gone on leave.
Oh,
it's not that he's not entitled to, but anytime he wants to go on leave, they always like calling back that see, please, you're needed for this. Like, he said that he's really, really draining him seriously. Like, he has started considering leaving the job. Like, okay, you want to leave the job because, number one, it's no longer giving him that satisfaction. And because of the whole balance, that he needs to get a job that will at least aid in his work-life balance. So I told him, it's not only you. Everybody suffers the same, but people...
I think some people have been able to master the whole work-life balance.
Yes, now, you're talking about people that have been in the workspace for like 10 years, 5 years, but us that we are still starting out, you're finding it difficult. So please, I'm begging you people, if you have any tips, suggestions.
No, let me ask you, that set the goal, how do you intend? No, see, that's the
about exactly.
goal.
How
when you set
the
goal, you write down on how you intend to achieve it. How do you intend to achieve it?
This is my work balance. Work-life balance goal, I don't know, intentionally making out time to go out. You know, allocate time, because usually I'm like, I'm going to work. I have work tomorrow. Biko, instead of going to this place, or instead of hanging out with my friends, I have work tomorrow. Biko, let me rest. So I won't be stressed the following day.
Yeah.
But even the following day, I'm still stressed. So I feel like it doesn't really make sense. So it's just better you hang out with your friends. Make sure you don't have time for your friends. okay, as you have this church service, you're like, oh, it begins by 5 and you close from work by 4. By the time you get home, eat, you'll be tired, blah, 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 blah. So this year, I'm going to be intentional. I'll be like, 5. Yes, I'm going to go. I'm going to go to this thing, no matter how drained or how tired I am. Hanging out with friends, the mall, making out time for family. And it's mostly affecting my friendships and relationship with God. Yeah, my spiritual life, these two. That is what is mostly affecting.
So, amen, sister.
So you're working. You're going to work towards that. But this year, I've not even started, but I've already messed up a few. But
I hope
it gets better. So please, you guys, don't mind favor. If you have any tips or something that has worked for you, I'm not saying that what worked for you will work for me, but if you have any tips on what worked for
you. I just told you that I'm older and wiser this year. So you don't want to ask
drop
me.
It.
Ask me. I have the solution to your problems. Just ask me.
It on our
please just ask me.
On our link. That is on our just bio. Ask
me. What I promise on how it works for is that please, if you don't ask really me a question, this. I will not answer. So please ask me.
Please ask me. No, how did you balance?
Ask me. No, I've not balanced, but ask me.
Oh my goodness.
Ask me, how can you balance? Ask
okay,
me.
Okay, Fivo, what tips do you think you could give me on how I can balance my...
Good. You just came to the right source.
Okay, thank
number
you.
Number one, this is retire. I'll be resigned. Good. That's the way you can balance everything. But I think the thing is boundaries. That's number one. So if you think about it, a lot of us, we don't have boundaries. Once there is something to be done at work, once we are always... let's do this, and even though that's quite important, setting healthy boundaries is okay. Let everybody knows that once is the weekend, if they are calling you, you're not going to pick, so there's no point calling you. Once it's closing time, you're going home. Once, so like, that's how, number one, set healthy boundaries. And when you're setting boundaries, it might seem like you're being strict, but with time, everybody's going to ease into that. Do you get? Another thing is to find what's important to you, because the truth is, at the end of the day, we always make time for what is important to us. So if really spending time with your friends is actually very important to you, you would make time for it. So like this year, try to prioritize the things that are important to you. Yesterday I was thinking of making a schedule for myself, but I know that I will not follow it, so let me not deceive myself. So you can try to set a schedule for yourself. The whole goal is, the truth is that if you do too much of everything, it becomes draining. So if you spend too much time with your friends, your social battery gets drained. It's to try to find a balance. Maybe, okay, once every week I will hang out with friends. Twice every week I will hang out with friends. That way, no part of your life is suffering. So, you know, at the end of every week, every part of my life is covered. Do you get?
Okay. Thank you, Favor, for the advice.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to put it into practice.
You're welcome. So, well, we've talked about work-life balance. Another thing is, I do believe when I'm talking to people, business people, career-minded people. So, you should know now that you should set work-related goals. So, the truth is that... I think that they're actually very important. When you set them, you know what you're working towards. Because if you don't have goals, you'll just be walking like a donkey all year round. Yeah, so like, set a goal at the end of the year. I want to get this promotion. I want to get a salary increase. Or I want to be able to score maybe 100, what do they call it? Customers, 100 clients from Tsuso business. So like, have a goal and set workable plans. It's not just setting goals, and that's my problem with this. I don't essentially know how it works. So, but from what me I'm seeing, this manifestation thing, they'll just say save this sound by this time next week. You're going to. And I'm like, okay, they did not say work towards it. They just said you're going to have this.
You're going to have this. You have to work towards
nothing.
It. Just like the Bible says, faith. Faith work
without
faith,
works is dead.
Exactly, faith without works is dead. Like,
so you have to
nothing you can do about it.
Put in the work.
You can have faith, but you have to work for it.
Yeah,
actually come pass. So
right. So that's what I'm saying. So when you set these goals, actively work towards them. Also write out how you're going to achieve these goals, okay? It's not just setting the goals and you're not expect that miraculously somebody will come and me and Sandra will not come and make the goal come to pass for you. How? So just set it down. Get a diary. Most people, I don't know, they write it down in paper. Paper that will lose. What is the point?
No, you can write it down in paper, then paste it
somewhere. Yeah, paste it somewhere. So, yeah, you can get those notes and then paste it down somewhere. So, every day you wake up, you know, this is, once you wake up, you open your eyes, you're seeing it, you know that this is your goal. This is what you intend to achieve this year. So, as you're waking up, it's getting into your subconscious mind. This is our goal for this year. This is what we hope to achieve this year. And you're working tentatively towards achieving it, okay?
Okay, you guys have heard from our motivational speaker, Favor. Favor, I think this year you're coming with motivational speech too.
Yes. In fact, let me add another motivational. You can do it.
Amen.
Yeah, you can.
No, of course we can.
Yeah, you can do anything you put your mind into. You can achieve that goal. You can. Yeah, if anybody has been able to achieve it, you can achieve it too. Okay.
Okay. So, Favour, work-wise, what changes do you think you're gonna make? Like something that you used to do in 2021 that you don't want to do in 2020, or something that you didn't do in 2021 but you want to start doing in 2022.
I don't know.
There's even accent. Like, I don't even know. Say,
I don't know. But I think what my intent to do is to be more intentional. I think I did a lot of things last year unintentionally. So I'm going to be more intentional about them. Don't ask me to explain further. That's just what
that sums up everything. Being intentional. It's all about being intentional. That's just it. Something that you know you used to do or something that you didn't like. Just stop it. There's nothing there. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Although some things are hard for people, though, but...
Yeah, no, change. Change is one of the most uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
Change, one of the most awkward... In fact, it might seem like remaining the same is the best option because you're used to this, but... Change brings growth, so it's not going to be a comfortable kinny journey, but it's going to be worth it at the end of the day.
Okay, so you guys make changes.
Yeah,
I'm not saying, I mean positive changes.
Like do negative. That's your business. So,
maybe if your closing hours at work is 3 p.m. But because you want to stay in the office and do blah, 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 you don't stay till 7. It's not good for your health, though. So just maybe you leave by 4 or 3:30, but not that you stay till 7. That is making a change. Doesn't matter how little. Most important thing is that a change is being made. So
yeah, like baby steps. Yeah. Me, I'm all for making little steps. Little steps. A drop in the ocean. It might seem like it's not doing anything, but by the time that drop, it keeps coming before you know.
Exactly. Maybe making changes in the way you approach clients. Yeah. If the approach you used last year, maybe you feel like you need to remodify it.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just make one or two changes. Maybe if you normally go to clients... to talk to them about maybe you're a sales rep, sales representative, and you're asked to call 100 clients in a month, and that is it. So these most companies that used to have sales rep used to give their sales rep unrealistic goals. Most of them, they'll be like, you need to score 100 clients in a month. How many people are in Nigeria?
What do you mean, people are in Nigeria?
No, but honestly, by the time you give maybe you have 20 sales rep, and you're telling them to score 100 clients in a month. So when you multiply it, 100 times 20 should be... Please, you guys should help me out. Don't worry. That should be about 2,000.
100 times what?
20.
That's 2,000 now, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm good. That should be 2,000 clients in 1 month. So now check it... how many years you're going to do that for? So I beg companies, people should do better. So as I was saying, if you normally have an approach, because some people usually approach their clients through networking. That is the fastest means.
Yeah.
So maybe you could just change, divert more, and say, okay, I'm going to change my approach. I'm going to tune it down with the networking. You know. So I'm aware. Don't even know what I'm saying again, but see this work.
Yeah, I wanted to say something else, but I've forgotten. You know, as I'm getting older, I'm old age, I've forgotten. I'm becoming wiser. And so, for lack of what to say, let me just say my birthday is in March. You already know that by now, but yeah. So, right.
You made it pretty clear that your birthday is in March.
Something I have forgotten, though. I just want to go eat
Christmas do that in
December.
And
so in case you've forgotten, you know what it is, okay? So, I got the news. You know, somebody was asking whether she should resign or not. She told me yesterday. Not really told me because it was just a poll I put up. I finally resigned. Congratulations!
Wow.
Congratulations.
But I hope she...
Yeah, she said she has a...
she has another job now.
No, she said she has a backup plan. I'm yet to find out what the backup plan is. So, of course, we have said new year, new us. The same thing to you too. New year, new you. When we say do something, I mean, it will take you less than 10 minutes, okay? We're not stressing you here yet anyway. Just go on our story, I'll be on our Instagram. You're going to see that link there. Just tap away. The work has resumed. So whether you're a student or you're an entrepreneur or you work in the corporate world, there are some things that happen in your office you want to share with somebody, but you're afraid that be. Come to us. We're not going to snitch on you. Nobody's going to find out. It's unknown, okay? Nobody is going to find out. We're just going to share it. We'll laugh over it and give you one or two tips on how you can manage those situations, okay? Remember, favor is older and wiser. So she has the best advice, the best counsel to give to you this new year.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, guys.
Go that favor.
Yeah.
So we talked about last episode, some things that we're looking forward to change in the podcast. So can you explain further for us, for them, for everyone?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for asking that question.
So,
however, I would not like to reveal details of that conversation right now.
People are just going to.
You feel it.
Feel it.
You know. Feel it. When you feel it, you see know. And you will know, okay? You know. Because we don't want to start blowing our trumpets so early. Yes, we're not saying, just don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Well, you guys shall just know that there is going to be a lot to say, like, a lot. Yeah, and also, just like we also said last episode, that January, February is recruitment time, so... Hope you guys have had the time to put your CVs together in order. Like putting it together, I mean, you know, making it really, 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 really good. So that you guys do know that recruiters, it takes them just 10 seconds to look at your CV. So you just have to make it really good, put the eye-catching things, highlight whatever you need to highlight, you know, make your... And start by now. We should have sent out about 100. What is the color that's thinking?
Applications.
Applications. Yes. Sorry. Must have sent out by 100 applications, because a lot of people like online. A lot of job vacancies are coming out like every day. Like almost like 50, 20 are coming out. So I hope you guys have started applying. And just like you said, we're going to be giving you guys some job vacancies.
I'm not even going to like of course. So when I do
have some.
So when I was saying that, yeah, I was just thinking it was only in the corporate world. But I've been seeing a lot of adverts, so even for I've been seeing a lot, like a whole lot of adverts. So if you're in Enugu and you're looking for a job in Enugu, let me tell you what you should do, right? There are these people on Instagram. They are called Women in Enugu, right? Just go on Instagram and type Women in Enugu. You see them and what do they call it? Basically, most people, when they're looking for workers, they go there and they post. So, like, I've been seeing a lot of adverts from them that, oh, this is a person, I want a social media manager, I want a sales girl, I want this, I want that. Like, different jobs, okay? So just go to Women in Enugu, if you're in Enugu, if you live in Enugu, or if you're looking at relocating in Enugu, or if you're looking to serve in Enugu and you just want something by the side, just, we're doing adverts for them, Sha, but
yes, no.
Just go on there and you see, you get lots of, like, a lot, what I mean, lots of offers. I mean, lots of offers, right?
Yeah, so the few that I have, they're not plenty, just about three or so. I don't even know if they have closed their application process, but shall just try. Let me just give you guys. Baker Hughes. This one is for engineering people, people that studied engineering. This is where you go for, is a field training for engineers. We don't really require job experience for this one. Then our business analysts, these are for people with degree in business admin, finance, economics, accounting, you know, all these money related courses. So this is for you, business analyst at Oando PLC. Then Leadway Assurance as graduate training program. Like, you don't need a job experience for this one, so as long as you've graduated from a Nigerian university and you've done your compulsory NYSC, that's all you need to apply for this one. Then the Velocity Initiative, this one is an administrative assistant in Lagos. I don't really know the requirements, but administrative assistant, oh, okay, you just need about a year experience. Then, you know, the normal thing now, we graduate and post NYSC. Then MCOPA is sales executive.
Yeah.
Then what else? Then this one, L'Oreal, business analyst people. So this is just it. That this L'Oreal, I advise more plenty all the graduates. So you guys just apply for this one. It's really a nice company. I be clinical. It's sort of international related or something like that. I'll just check out their websites at www.careers.l'oreal.com. L'Oreal has an L-O-R-E-A-L.com.
No.
Remember, www.careers.l'oreal.com, and there you will see the vacancy and apply.
Yeah, and we wish you good luck.
Plus, there are banks, so banks are already have started their, what are they calling that? Their
recruitment.
Internship.
Internship.
Like Access Bank. I've seen Access Bank. I've seen for Sterling Bank. Banks, I'm sure they started.
So this year, money year, we're giving you tips. So at the end of the year, you don't have excuse that, oh, I didn't have money this year. No, you're inexcusable. Just go ahead and do as we have said. Okay. All right, closing tips, because I'm tired of talking.
Closing tips.
This year I'm not going to be talking too much.
I'm telling you, this year is all about action.
Yeah. So closing tips.
Closing tips. Just like I said, apply for the job, that job, start up that business. This is 2020. Like, you need to get up and moving. Like, do that thing you've always wanted to do. Like me, I have a lot of things that I've been procrastinating about. I'm going to start this year. 2020 have come. It has started. So we need to start putting things in place to start that business, start that career, start that whatever it is that we want to start. So I advise you guys to just do so as well. And another thing, about the job vacancies and all the stuff. So if you guys still need what are they calling that? Maybe places where you could search for job vacancies depending on your location, you could just drop us a DM on our IG page at How Is Work Pod, and we will attend to you as soon as we can. So
yeah,
that was that. That is all for it. And be intentional about this year. Do what makes you happy and what would make you satisfied, both personally and career wise. I think that's all I have to say for now. Going forward, still going to say a lot about other things, but this is where we'll end it for today. So, Fever.
All right, closing tips from me. Be focused. It doesn't matter what you're doing, just like always remember your goals for the year. Even if you've not, I would advise to write it down, but if you've not written them down, always remember what you intend to achieve at the end of the year. So that should be your goal. Begin to work towards them in baby steps. Take baby steps. They might seem like you're not doing anything now, but 6 months down the line, you find out you've made so many difference. So stay focused, be intentional, and watch your dreams come true, okay? All right. This is where we close the curtain on today's episode. I remain DK Favor and
Sandra here. And remember as well to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Follow us on our IG page at How Is Work Pod. You could drop your comments, suggestions, questions on the link in our bio. Please, that link there is not for fancy. Please, this is 2020. You guys need to do better. Please. Mm-hmm. Please. All right, that's it. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys. Bye.
Bye.